You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
State police report: shortly after 5:30 p.m. last Thursday, state troopers responded to a three-vehicle fatal crash on Highway 371 south of Highway 802. One victim was identified as Bobby Neal, age 68, of Shreveport. State police report the Ford pickup truck, driven by 26-year-old Kendall Hampton of Hainesville, was heading southbound on Highway 371, while at the same time a 2017 Ford Focus driven by Neal was stopped waiting to enter Highway 371 from a parking lot when the vehicle driven by Hampton exited the roadway and struck Neal's vehicle, which caused the Neal vehicle to strike a parked, unoccupied Dodge Durango. Neal was transported to Spring Hill Medical Center and later pronounced dead. A passenger in the Ford Focus was treated for what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. Hampton suffered reported non-life-threatening injuries in the crash. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Christopher Malone, age 26, of Delhi, who was booked for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance, possession of a firearm in the presence of a controlled dangerous substance, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The arrest was made following a traffic stop on Syrup Mill Road. The Sheriff's Office reports one arrest for simple assault. Minden City Police report the arrest of Leonard Sylvester, age 57, of 401 Martin Luther King Drive, who was booked for theft, along with an outstanding bench warrant. City Police report the arrest of Christopher Reed, age 48, of 801 Timothy Drive, who was booked for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension. And one motorist was booked by police for hit and run. The National Weather Service confirmed an EF1 tornado with speeds of 104 mile per hour winds, tracked 2.4 miles, touched down just west and southwest of Ringgold Saturday evening. No injuries were reported. There was scattered tree damage reported along with hail. One report of a tree down on a home in Ringgold. Today will be sunny with a high of 77, northwest wind 5 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low near 50, south wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Tuesday, high 79, south wind gusts to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Tuesday night, low near 59, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. 20% chance for showers Wednesday, high 82. Clear Wednesday night, low 63, and that's the forecast. The Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists Tuesday night and Wednesday night there will be intermittent closures of the outside right lane of both I-20 eastbound and westbound at the weigh-in scales in Greenwood. The lane closures are scheduled from 9 p.m. till 6 a.m. each night to allow for the replacement of scales, with work to be performed weather permitting. And the department has announced a project to replace a 63-year-old bridge along I-20 in Webster Parish. The Highway 531 overpass will be removed and replaced as part of a $19.3 million project to ensure continued access to businesses and surrounding communities for years to come. The contractor has completed clearing and grubbing portion of the work to clear the site of the vegetation and other material. The project is currently in the utility relocation phase, a period of time given to any companies that own utilities within the project limits to move so the construction work can begin. This phase is scheduled to last until mid-May. Following the utility relocation, work on the new overpass will begin. The existing bridge will remain open to traffic while construction on the new structure is underway. The project also includes two single-lane roundabouts that will be built at each end of the interchange ramps to ensure smooth traffic flow and improve safety while entering and exiting the interstate. Some lane closures on I-20 will be necessary as construction progresses. In addition to some nighttime ramp closures, the goal is always to keep traffic impacts to a minimum while allowing work on the project to move forward. Any lane or ramp closures will be communicated via the DOTD email subscription system post alerting motorists as they approach the work zone. The entire project is scheduled to be completed by middle of 2025, depending upon weather conditions. In a recent session of district court, hearings were held for defendants for their legal representation. Steve Aaron Studdard, warrants for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute. Cedric Dwayne Taylor, simple assault and theft. Eli Bright, probation violation. Gavin Michael Green, domestic abuse battery, simple criminal damage to property. Keandrick Dudley, illegal possession of a firearm. Possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. Resisting an officer. Driving under suspension. Illegal window tint, no insurance. Carlisa Logan, domestic abuse aggravated assault. Ashley Kennedy, possession Schedule 4 controlled dangerous substance, DWI fourth offense, driving under suspension, and improper lane use. Webster Parish Schools will hold kindergarten registration for the 2023-24 school year on Friday, April 28th from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Parents will have the opportunity to register on-site at their child's school. Kindergarten is for all children who will be 5 years of age by September 30th. Registration will take place at Browning Elementary in Spring Hill, North Webster Lower Elementary in Shongaloo, Central Elementary in Dubberly, as well as Doyleen High School and J.A. Phillips Elementary in Minden. You'll need to provide the child's birth certificate, Social Security card, shot record, two proofs of residence, and a parent photo ID. The 2023 Scottish Tartan Festival is scheduled for Saturday and will be from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and will be held at the Miller Quarters Park. Admission to be $10 for adults, $5 for children ages 6 and under. There will be all types of demonstrations, food, contests, and music throughout the day. Cultural Crossroads will participate in the Highway 80 sale this coming weekend, April 21st and 22nd, as part of Love the Boot Week, a cleanup effort held in conjunction with Earth Week. Love the Boot is organized by Keep Louisiana Beautiful and supported by the Office of Lieutenant Governor. Residents will have the opportunity to help clean up around the area and emphasize reusing goods to reduce consumption of new goods and prevent items from filling up the landfill. And the biannual Highway 80 sale falls on the same weekend as Love the Boot Week. Vendors are welcome to set up at Cultural Crossroads Farm at 419 East Union for free. Go to culturalcrossroadsofminden.org to fill out the form under Highway 80 sale. Space is limited. And volunteers can sign up to help with the cleanup with Cultural Crossroads of Minden at lovetheboot.org or contact organizer Elaine Eaton at culturalcrossroadsofminden@gmail.com or call 318-268-6535. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years, from a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles. Pollution exposure and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code of 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a 10,000 BTU air conditioner for $300. Call 639-1683. For sale, a 10,000 BTU air conditioner, $300. 639-1683. kittens to give away. Call 505-8722. They have kittens to give away at 505-8722. Fresh eggs to sell for $3.50 a dozen at 518-3214. For sale, fresh eggs for $3.50 a dozen, 518-3214. Wanted, a black electric stove at 510-9441. Wanted, black electric stove, 510-9441. Wanted, bar tables and chairs at 946-1996. If no answer, please leave message. Wanted, bar tables and chairs, call 946-1996. Please leave message if no answer. Wanted, a refrigerator at 525-2260. Wanted, a refrigerator at 525-2260. Wanted, a male registered Boston Terrier puppy at 299-2133. Wanted, a male registered Boston Terrier puppy. Call 299-2133. For sale, a gas dryer and a gas stove, 382-5626. They have a gas dryer and a gas stove for sale. It's a black stove. It's for sale at 382-5626. A microwave to give away. Go to 614 Constable. They have a microwave to give away at 614 Constable. A non-running dryer and refrigerator to give away at 288-2330. They have a non-working dryer and refrigerator they will give away at 288-2330. For sale, a pet carrier for $5 at 553-7977. Pet carrier for sale for $5 at 553-7977. Wanted, some bucket seats for 97 Chevy 1500 extended cab. Call 299-0751. Wanted, bucket seats for 97 Chevy 1500 extended cab. Call 299-0751. Wanted, an air conditioner at least 10,000 BTU at 288-2330. Wanted, an air conditioner at least 10,000 BTU. They're at 288-2330. For sale, a futon, a twin size mattress, a DVD player, and a weather radio. Call 510-9974. Futon, twin size mattress, a DVD player, and a weather radio, all for sale at 510-9974.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.